So here we are taking our second step. Last week we took our first step. We had the first planning session for 2017. As I suggested to all of you, my suggestion was spend the week worthwhile. Dig through and do the assignments that we had from last week. And I'm hoping that a lot of you did that, because if you didn't, this is not the time of year to procrastinate, because it's going to set you up for failure in 2017. I cannot begin to tell you and emphasize enough the importance of December for every year of your life to create greatness in the following year. It's crucial. It's absolutely essential that you put down the time and energy behind the planning to get you to that next level. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stuck. And that's obviously a choice and an option, and I can't choose it for you. You have to choose it for yourself. So what I want to do in the first part of this call today is talk about last week's assignments and just get some feedback from some of you that participated in doing them, which I'm prayerful all of you did. So last assignments, we talked about a lot of different things. One of them was the self-belief scale. And it's called the self-scoring belief scale. So how many people participated in that, and what did you, more importantly, give me some shares, take yourself off mute, and just tell me, what did you discover about yourself in doing the self-belief scale?
Can I say something? What I
discovered? Absolutely. I'm taking anyone who wants to pipe up and say something. I'm looking for people because this is you growing. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I found out that I have a very difficult, I procrastinate. That's one thing.
Huge. And that came out of, on your self-scoring, or this is just through your review, okay? So you procrastinate. Yeah.
Procrastinate. And the thing is that whatever, it's not just about this business, but a lot of things that I make a plan or a goal to do is that my worrying of the outcome more on a, falls on a negative side of this scale, that it stops me from somehow to complete that task. You know, I do work for it at the beginning, but then it seems like in back of my mind something tells me, you know, what happened if this? What happened if that? And it somehow, it fizzles out and it doesn't come to completion.
Got it. Anyone else on the call have that problem? They're just not wanting to get off mute. But I can guarantee you, Maruz, that you've got, you know, probably 50% of the people on this call suffer from that same affliction. And it's what it is. Where does it come from? It's called negative programming. It's negative reflection that we carry in our brain because it's part of our subconscious. And it can be based on 101 things. One thing happened in your life when you were 10 years old that didn't work out for you, and all of a sudden it's, I'm not good enough, or it's not going to work, or it's like da-da-da-da-da, or I don't have the same characteristics that a Mary Jo has, or I can't be presidential, or we have all this negative, you know, programming that has happened in our subconscious. And it robs us of moving forward, because every time we start thinking forward, it's the anxiety that comes up and says, you're not good enough, you can't do this, this is going to fail, why are you putting all this time into this effort, you're looking foolish, people are going to laugh at you, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Right? It's just there, and it just keeps popping up, and it's like so ridiculous. It's like, and it's like, how do I quiet it? How do I, but more important than quieting it, how do I get rid of it, right? So I want all of you who might have done this discovery work last week on this topic or are fighting this in your life and maybe have been fighting it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's not unusual. First, I want you to recognize you're no different than most people. So don't start beating yourself up. Just go, wow, great, other people suffer from the same thing I do. Not that you want to continue staying in suffering, but I'm going to help you overcome that, and then I want you to make a commitment to help other people overcome it as well. Can we all agree to do that, right? Because we want to serve other people. So the idea is that if we're sitting up with this negative reflection going on, and it just seems to keep popping up, and it just robs us of our joy, it robs us of moving forward, it gives us all the reasons why not instead of why, right? This is why. to overcome that, you want to, number two on our outline is going to be exactly where you want to direct yourself, because you've got to start reprogramming the subconscious. Otherwise, it's going to keep doing the same thing. And we'll talk about how to do that on number two of our outline. Is everybody okay to wait for that? We'll go through the finishing our overview of our homework, but that's a killer. So let's work on that. Procrastination can be a direct reflection of that negative programming. Because the reason you procrastinate is because your little mind tells you, and I'm not saying you have a little mind, everybody has a great mind, your little mind that's you know, controlling you, that's a very little part of your mind, very tiny, but it takes so much of your thought process. But that procrastination is many times caused by that little voice just telling you, you're not going to be good at this, you can't do it, they're just going to say no anyway, if I feel like I'm pushy, all these things. That causes you to just delay because you don't want the negative results. So here's another important thing for you to do in network marketing, other than affirmations. Here's another important thing for everyone to do in network marketing, which we all need to understand, is statistically probably 8 out of 10 people will tell you no. Just knowing the statistics. And don't tell me, well, Mary Jo, but I'm so much better than that. I don't need 8. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, or you could say to me, well, Mary Jo, I just can't handle 8 no's to every 2 yeses. And I go, well, then you probably shouldn't be breathing and living life or going out and sharing. You shouldn't be sharing the gospel or sharing anything, because you're pretty much statistically that's true about almost anything you share. Because there's a certain percentage of people that just aren't looking to change their life in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter. You could be selling them a plot of gold, of land that's proven to have gold on it, and they're not going to buy it. They're not going to do it. So the reality sits up right smack in your face. So what has really helped me and many people who do this business to not worry about the result is to just be that loving, caring human being who's into contribution. I want to help transform people's lives. And if they're not ready and willing to do it, the big word next comes up. It's really okay. Don't make people bad, wrong, terrible, awful. Don't make you the one that's wrong, terrible, awful for trying and putting the effort forth to help other people be the best they can be. How can that ever be wrong? It can never be wrong. It can never be wrong for you to go out and share Manatech with people. And then when you do get the one or two that come along and say yes, you can go out and celebrate, because you truly have impacted somebody else's life. And that's what drives us to go out and do it again. But if we're unwilling to take the 8 no's that we might get to get the 2 yeses, you're giving up on humanity. But more importantly, you're giving up on yourself. Wow. Don't do that. It's not what life's about. Life's about conquering it all. And you have a gift, unimaginable gift. How many people did the self-belief scale, and when they did product, how many people came out like a 10 on the products, right? That happens across the board. Usually that's the highest one. People choose 10. And I chose 10, especially after, you know, the newest thing about our aloe vera from Costa Rica having 1 to 2 million Daltons in it in our product, and that's in all of our products that have Ambertose in it as well as our Manipole product. I mean, people, we are spoiled rotten. And I'm going to tell you, some of you have history with Manatech over 20 years. I'm going to honestly tell you, the only reason this company's in business today, after our Texas AG case in the, you know, 2015 or 16, whenever that happened, I mean, 90% of the companies would be out of business, totally out of business. In fact, the Texas AG projected we wouldn't survive. He specifically told, and now he's the governor of Texas, by the way, but he specifically told Manatech they'd be out of business. They wouldn't survive. But look at where we are today. And that's one of the things that people from the outside look at, and they go, you know what, I look at the history of this company, you went through that little blip, right? And you know what's so incredible is that the sales, you know, just fell, they kind of stayed around between 175, 200 million in sales. You never went below that. So that's crazy that even with all the negative turmoil, this company withstood all of that. And why is that? It's because the products are so phenomenal. And that's what we have. So definitely important to examine that self-belief, finding your shortcomings and tackling them. And we're going to talk about the negative, you know, thought process that holds you back. But do your self-belief scale if you haven't done it, and determine where you have some of those, you know, drawbacks. Now, one of the things that happened to us doing it, I'll just share that a little bit. And thanks, Maruz, for you sharing a little bit. But the compensation plan, I put that put on hold because we have a brand new comp plan coming out July 1st, brand new. And I've reviewed it. I've looked at it. I think it's a much fairer plan. Because people, even when you get the presidential, for people just to share, for me, my volume can go up 30% and my compensation barely moves. Now, that should never happen in a compensation plan. Does everybody agree? Because there's so much paid out in the 20 ways that they're payouts that they really, it's almost like, you know, after you hit presidential, there's not a lot of compensation for creating new volume until you specifically, you know, hit like platinum or something. So there's some frustration even with the big leaders in the company, not just the little guys, which my concern is bigger, that I think everybody who starts in this company, our number one goal should be that everybody gets to at least making $1,000 to $2,000 a month. That would be my heyday. Because for most people, in fact, I would suggest almost every person out there, except for the top 2% in our country, that would totally change their lives if you made an extra $1,000 to $2,000, right? So that's my goal with the plan, and that's what I'm looking forward to. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the differences and implementing them and helping people achieve that. So enough on self-belief scale, unless we have other people out there. But when you see your rankings on it, you've got to tackle them. The whole purpose of the self-belief scale is to highlight for you where your shortcomings were. If it's leadership ability, then get some great leadership books. Talk to some gurus in Manatech that you trust and you believe in, and say, whether it's Mary Jo or it's your upline, wherever it might be, and drop an email or do something and get some advice on what should I be doing, because there are great books out there. You know, Stephen Covey's book is awesome. You know, the book that, you know, Leadership Revolution is another great book. There are just great books out there about just developing greater leadership skills, and it's about stepping into it is what you want to do, working on your beingness to get there. All right, who's my support team? Everybody write down their support team. I had to fill mine out. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on my support team. How many people, everybody get a support team worked out? Finding people who believe in you. And some of you go, well, I don't have anyone who believes in me. I go, because you never asked. Some of us are too bashful to even ask somebody to be on their support team. So don't hold yourself back. Having a support team is absolutely crucial.
Is that a blank from last week?
What?
Was that?
Yep, that was one of the line items from last week's homework assignments.
Okay, and I didn't get it done, and I don't see it here in my pack. So, just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, it's part of the. If you look at the outline from last week, we talked about building a support team. So it's just about, and it comes out of the other aspect of it. If you were part of the Noah St. John book, when we talked about, what makes people different, the transformations in people's lives and things like that, we talked about the importance of having a support team. And the reason is manyfold. I mean, this isn't just true about Manatech; it's true about life. Because if we don't have a support team around us, we're not going to be getting feedback from people. I like feedback is what grows you. Feedback is one of the most important things you ever get in your life. There is no person out there. You can even look at, and you know, I don't want to get political with anyone, but you can look at Donald Trump, okay? And I'm not taking sides with anything. I don't want to, this don't read this as any political position by me. But there's a guy that's going out and he's getting, whether he takes it in or not, but he's getting tremendous feedback from many players. From many players. Because he really wants, he's really desirous of appointing the best possible people he can. And I value that. I value the concept of somebody in that, but that's how he's run his whole life, because and I don't want to pick on him. Let's pick on somebody else. Let's talk about somebody else. But people out there, if you look at successful people in business, they didn't do it by themselves. It's impossible. It's impossible for people to do it by themselves. You surround yourself with great people, and you get them to support you by being vulnerable and asking for feedback. Because feedback isn't, it's just somebody's opinion. They could be totally off base. You don't have to, you don't take it as truth. But if you look at, I don't want to hear their opinion, Mary Jo, because they're just going to tell me this, this, and this. Well, that's part of your own negative self-belief system coming out again. You want feedback all the time, because they can fine-tune something that you're thinking about, a way you're thinking about something. They can give you the fine-tuning of it and help you down a path that, and avoid a path that you might have gone on. Because no one on this world knows it all. In fact, I'm going to suggest you know about, you know, 0.1% of what you need to know. So take that position of being vulnerable, being able to take feedback. It's not about, you know, you being a bad person. No, it's just their opinion. It's not truth, but it's an opinion that you can then weigh what it means and how it applies to you and how it can help you change direction in what you're doing. So support team is crucial. And it doesn't have to be five. It could be two or three. But you find at least one or two people in your environment that becomes a support team with. And everybody should have an upline somewhere that can be a support team for you. And if it's not your direct upline, maybe it's your upline's upline or whatever. But find somebody out there, right? And make a commitment to have regular feedback from them. The next question was, what's your long pole in the tent? And I think Maruz was generous. She said procrastination maybe might be hers, right?
Yes, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
And that's huge, because and what we recognize is the long pole in the tent is that thing that really consistently comes up and is a major issue that holds us back. Anyone else want to share about their long pole in the tent? I can share mine, but I like other people talking on these calls when we do these kind of reviews. Quiet group. All right, my long pole in the tent. Because don't think just because Mary Jo's successful, she doesn't have a long pole in the tent. My number one problem, and it has exactly, it's exactly a result of my number one core value. And a lot of you know my number one core value is contribution. So Mary Jo comes from contribution. So what does that happen in Mary Jo's life? What does it start looking like? It looks like overcommitment. Because I want to be a part of everything, everywhere that's going on, and I find things, so I'm so attracted to different programs, projects, everything, because I have such a heart and passion to contribute. So my long pole in the tent is called prioritizing. Yep. The time management and prioritizing is what it kills me. And so looking into 2017, that's my number one thing to tackle. And now I'm tackling other things too, but it became, as I did my analysis last week, it just started screaming at me. So we need to find what that is for us, because if we don't solve the long pole in the tent, if I don't solve the prioritizing issue, guess what happens to my 2017? I'm going to be back in the muck again that I was in the past year or two, because I find myself in, I don't have enough time to do everything that I've committed to doing. And that's a really bad position to be in, because commitment comes first. Because commitment is about integrity, is about relationships. You do or die based on commitment, right? So anyway, so everybody, whatever that long pole in the tent is for you, find it, acknowledge it, and tackle it, because otherwise your 2017 is on, it's already sinking before we even step into January 1st. And then vision exercise, 10 most important thoughts in your exercise around your stream of consciousness, then relist them by putting them in the most important thought first. Anyone have any insight on that? It's really a personal experience, but it's a great experience to go through where you just allow your mind to just drift and then prioritize it. Again, if you haven't done it, go do it. Next is a to-be list. Your beingness. I went through this exercise. Everybody, anyone else? Lydia was funny. She looked at the list. She goes, Mary Jo, you're all those things. I go, oh, no, no, no. Some of these, even if you look at them and you go, you're all of them, or they, oh, I'm that, I'm that. Which ones, when you read the list, you know, that leader list that I have out there, being listed, it really kind of, things kind of just, you have a response to. Does everybody agree with that? That you kind of respond to them differently? Like when I see the word generous, I have no problem. I don't respond. I have, my response is, I mean, I have, like there's, my heartbeat doesn't change, my temperature doesn't change, my brain doesn't change, you know, honesty, integrity, loyal, fair, accepting, these things are all, you know, love, you know. But when I hit disciplined, I went, oops. So I had to, so I went through that list, and I just, whenever my temperature changed or my, I had a little response to it, I didn't know where it was coming from. You don't have to understand where it's coming from. It's just, did your body respond differently to that? Whatever word your body, whether you agree, don't get into your brain logic, do it based on your physical and emotional self. How did you respond to it? Was there a little tweak that you felt? And don't get into the brain and try to talk yourself out of it. I'm telling you, because you're going to just get back into your own self-limiting beliefs. Circle those things. And then you can go back and tackle them, right? Good, good, good. Everybody got it? Fun exercise. Definitely fun exercise. The mission statement, some of you may have done it, maybe not. Maybe when you get done with all of your exercises, you can go back and draft that mission statement. We also had, I didn't list it on there, but 7 steps that can change your life. Those are huge as well. That's a very insightful exercise to do, as well as then finally the annual review. And my annual review, I needed like 2.5 pages to do it, but it really was huge for planning purposes for 2017. One more element, because what happens in your annual review, a lot of the other ones are about beingness, your vision, your to-be list, your mission statement, your self-belief scale, right? Those are kind of beingness kind of questions, the long pole in the tent. Your annual review is about doingness. It's about what are you doing? What actions are you taking? And what do they need to look like for 2017 versus what they were in 2016? So keep those out. And I'm going to suggest to you, for those of you who haven't done the work yet, this is a consistent, staple together the exercises maybe that might help you, and just carry them around with you. Have them on your desk. Pick them up when you have time and just dig into them, because it's not something maybe that you get done in 1 week. I gave you a lot of assignments. I think everybody could have accomplished them, giving it a half an hour to 30 minutes to an hour a day for 7 days. We all have that time. It's not hard to find that time. Just look at where we're wasting time, and you'll find that time. But this is critical review work. I'm going to tell you, it can totally change your life. But if you don't do it, you're going to continue creating the same results. If you love your results from last year and you just want to go ditto, I'm going to repeat them, great. Have at it. I can love my results of 1 year, and I still want to have better results the next. And that's what I did. Remember, I told all you guys, every single year from the time I started in Manatech, my very first year when I almost quit, in December I sat down and I did this annual review, and I made decision what I was going to do, what I wasn't going to do, right? And I did it the following year. No one ever taught me to do it. It just was something logical for me, because I knew that if something's going to be different the next year, I needed to change. And this business changes as you go from being a brand new associate to a regional director to a national director to an executive director to a presidential. You change. Your activities change because you must step into leadership roles as you grow your business, or your business will not thrive. So those changes. All right. So everybody got clarity on that. If you didn't get the job done, let's go back and do it. Make those assignments and outline them. Outline your results and keep them with you. I mean, for me right now, I have a stapled stack of papers that I've been playing with all week, and I'm going to now put them into a final, overview of 2016 analysis and hang on to that as I prepare for 2017. Step two in the outline is affirmations, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I think it's crucial. I think that it's one of the major things I took from Noah St. John's book and Secret Code of Success. So if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. I also did a book review on Monday Call a few months back on that book and then did a special training on it because I was so infatuated by the content of the book and still am. I think it's one of the better books I've read regarding taking your life forward. But he's when he talked about affirmations, he talked about what we've been doing, because I've been around in network marketing for many years, and we used to do affirmations with an I, A-F-F-I-R, affirmations. When we do affirmations, what our typical affirmations look like? Our typical affirmations that we used to draft would be like a statement, I am national director on or before blah, 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 you know, and we would make statements about the greatness of who we are. I attract incredibly honest, high-integrity people who are hardworking and are committed to creating a better tomorrow, you know, things like that. We make these affirmations, and these are statements that we make. And we usually pick on things like if you were a procrastinator, people would tell you to develop an affirmation that says, I am totally respective of my time and my energy and outline my days in such a way to have the greatest level of productivity. Great affirmation, right? Those are the kind of things we used to do all the time. That's what I was raised on in network marketing. Dealt with affirmations in my life before that, but and some of you may have had the experience around other events in your life, but you know that's what I was raised on, and honestly, I don't know that they really made a big, huge difference in my life, but I can tell you, I mean, it might have. I'm kind of a very positive thinker to start with, but here's an intriguing concept. I watched a lot of people draft hundreds of affirmations through the years in my organization, and I saw a lot of people it didn't work out for them. So I looked at the affirmation concept, and I just thought, well, it could be 101 reasons why people aren't successful in network marketing, right? I mean, the negative belief systems, all these kind of things. But affirmations are about reprogramming, and it wasn't doing the job. It wasn't working. So when I read Noah St. John's book and he talked about affirmations, the whole premise behind affirmations versus affirmations is that our subconscious is what basically kind of controls us. It's kind of what, if you heard, Maruz, who gave the questions at the beginning of the call and talked about, you know, how her brain tells her that it's not going to work, or I don't want negative feedback, or they're going to be negative, or I always presuppose the result that's going to happen out there. Where is that coming from? It's not coming from logic. It's not coming from your positive nature. It's not coming from the universe. It's coming from inside your subconscious, where somewhere your body's pulling back results that you've created in the past. Somehow you're negative programming from your parents. And it probably, that's where it most likely arises from, is things that happened to you in your first 6 to 8 years of your life, because that's the majority of what form that subconscious that you have are those things that how your parents raised you and different things they told you, and that's what drives you and makes you who you are today, because no one ever taught you how to remake it. Now, things can happen in your life that cause you to take a second look and reestablish foundational issues. But unless you reprogram that brain, you're going to be carrying all that stuff going forward. Maybe you've been in 5 network marketing companies and none of them worked out for you. So now all of a sudden you've programmed yourself to believe you can't do it when you can do it. Anyone can do this, right? But you got to change the programming. And by telling your brain that you're great at network marketing, is that going to work for you? No. Because our brain doesn't work on a response pattern like that. It doesn't. You don't reprogram a brain by telling it a positive statement to try to displace a negative statement. That's not how the subconscious doesn't work that way. Our subconscious works differently. Our subconscious works basically on answering questions. We like to respond to questions. But most of us, when we ask questions, we ask disempowering questions in our head. Like, why am I not presidential director yet? Or why do I worry so much? Or why don't I have enough money? And your brain, your brain and your subconscious, they love to respond to those by telling you all the 101 reasons why you don't have any money and why you're not presidential director. But the problem with it is it just reinforces what's already stuck in there as a negative. So, you follow me? We're just reinforcing a negative. Yeah. We're giving it more power over us.
Sugar.
Well, this is the first I've ever even had any.
Okay, but don't eat very many of those either because that's $7 worth.
Hello. Somebody needs to be on mute. Thank you. We can hear your $7 worth. Okay, thank you. Okay. So the idea is that you want to help reprogram the subconscious, not reinforce it. By asking the negatives, we want to reprogram it into positives. So ask yourself first, what do you want in life? What do you want? You look at all the different areas of your life, financial, manatech, social, faith, family, health, all those kind of things. And your second step in drafting affirmations is, why is it that form the question that assumes what you want is already true. Form a question that assumes that what you want is already true. Notice, form a question. Why? Because our subconscious likes to answer questions. Now, ask them a question that states something that is what you want is already true. So let's say, for instance, that you are short on money. You can't even afford to be in the True Health Commitment Program. So money is a big issue for you. So here's a question you might ask your subconscious and use as an affirmation that you say over and over again day by day, reprogramming your brain, getting the positive responses. You say things like, why is it that I have enough money to do whatever I want? See, your subconscious only answers the question. It will start digging and finding answers to that question. It doesn't argue with you. There's no logic to the subconscious. It's something you've built over time that's been programmed into you. It's like self-programming that's happened over the years that sits there. And in order to reprogram it, we've got to ask it questions that guide it into a reprogramming direction. If you're unhappy, if you just can't find joy in your life, I don't have that problem. In fact, people call me the love bunny, the joy bunny, the one that's always, they don't understand how Mary Jo has all this joy 24/7. My church people, my people, and I just tell people, I choose it. It's part of my makeup. I choose it. It's a choice. But if you're not in that realm and you can't find joy and you're having hardship around that, then you can say something. What would be an affirmation? Why is it that I'm always so happy? For a lot of people I meet in Manatech, I think a great one would be, I think it could be universal. It's like, why is it that I always take such an incredibly positive mindset? Why is it that I always take such a positive mindset? Are people attracted to negative mindsets? No. When you go out there and you start going, wah, 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 you start arguing about politics, or you start getting negative about this or that, or blah, 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 blah. First of all, let's be really clear. Are there a million things we could get negative about in our world today? Absolutely. My goodness gracious. Everywhere. Right? Everywhere. Now, what if we took those million negative things and we said, how could we be positive about those things? Think about it. It doesn't mean you're going to change that thing, but it's going to help you change you. People rather associate with people that bring them joy and positive than people that just want to be harping on negative and opinionated and all this stuff. You get it? So if you know that's the preference and you know you have a greater opportunity of making a positive impact on people if you're positive, so where's the, why am I choosing negative? Why am I choosing attack mode? And I'm the one that can talk about this the most because I used to be a lawyer, and, man, I was in attack mode 24/7. So did it take a lot to transition Mary Jo? Absolutely. More so than probably most of you. But that's how we reprogram. Do I fall into traps once in a while? Oh, yeah. But you know what? They're so clear today. When it comes out of my mouth, I go, oops. I kind of go, there it is. So none of us are perfect, but draft those affirmations. And if you want to learn more about Secret Code of Success, I overviewed the book a couple months back, right? So you can go back and look at that on the Mana Train website. So now we're into this week. Oh, great. I got 5 minutes. Great. Oh, we're going to have fun, fast fun. And this is your homework. Now, I limited. Your homework isn't great this next week because some of you need to go back and redo or do for the first time the assignments from last week to stay up with me. Otherwise, you're saying, what? What did I say? If you don't get clarity around this stuff, what are you doing? You're throwing your success to the wind. It's a wish or a whim. It's not a reality. People who are successful don't become successful on a wish or a whim. They become successful because they have clarity in the direction they're going. But in order to have clarity on the direction you're going, you have to know where you are today. Because the greatest transformation doesn't come in your bank account and in your Manatech business. It comes in you. So that's where you start. Goal setting. Okay, everybody needs to set goals. All goals have to be SMART. You guys have heard this a million times. Specific, so you can't say by January of 2018, I'm going to have more money. That is not specific, right? You need to be specific, measurable. This is my favorite example of that fails would be, Mary Jo, I want a better relationship with my spouse. And I go, well, so does everybody, but that's not measurable. What would make your relationship with a person better? What would make it better? And some people go, well, I can tell you right off the top of my head, the first thing always is called time. If you spend more time with somebody, you're going to have a better relationship. I learned that a very hard way. When my niece and nephew moved in, when I started raising them, I loved my nephew so much. He was like my brother, so it was really easy. When my niece was there, she loved her mom who shot and killed my brother. So, of course, I had a little bit different time with her, and she was quiet, and we really didn't, it's not that we didn't get along. We just didn't, spend a lot of time. And I kept getting fussy about this, and then I did some kind of self-development exercises around it, and it was like glaring. It was me. It wasn't her. It was me. I was holding back the relationship. So I started taking her to Starbucks. I didn't even drink coffee, but she likes Starbucks. I go to Starbucks. Today we have a phenomenal relationship. I just got done with her wedding in October. It was incredible. She comes over all the time. We have a great relationship. So what a blessing. But it's the measurement isn't about, measurability. It has to be measurable. So you have to look at what's going to cause the relationship to be better. It's going to be spending more time. So you make a commitment on your goals about more time, whether it's a date night for at least 3 hours with no kids, with your spouse once a week. That's going to totally change your relationship. It'll totally change a marriage. It's the number one reason why marriages fail, because people don't spend time with each other anymore. Quiet time together, supporting each other. Achievable is just, you don't want to say something. Usually what I put down here, you don't want to say something like you're brand new that you're going to get the presidential in 6 months. Well, I'm going to change that statement because I think people can do that. because by July 1st, there's a new level of, for presidential. So trust me, you can get there in 6 months. I mean, it'd be tough, but people could actually probably do it. I'd still give yourself at least a year to get the presidential, but you have a flexibility today. My usual thing is regional in 1 to 3 months, national up to 6 months, executive director a year, and presidential in 2 years. That's the format I've been using for years. So you can, but make sure your goal is achievable. Don't do something ridiculous. Risky, push yourself. Don't say I'll be regional director in 1 year. That's not pushy. Timely, every single goal must have a time on it, right? And you want multiple categories. I gave them to you in your outline because you want to live a balanced life. You don't want a brand new associate coming on board and putting 24/7 into their Manatech business. They'll ruin their relationships, their family life, everything else. So you want to have a balance to it, right? And you want to write down when you set your goals, then you want to sit down and say, what is going to stop me from reaching that goal? Or what has kept me from reaching that goal in the past? So you can get a real clue on what are the things holding you back. And Maruza is so honest up front when she talked about how her mindset immediately goes to, this isn't going to happen, I don't have time to do it, da, 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 da. You know, I'm going to fail this, they're not going to want it. I look at before I even call somebody, I think it's not going to work out. Well, you're going to create your own mindset. You'll create the results. So you always want to be a positive about it. When I talk to every person, I think this person will be great on the product. I can't wait to get them signed up. If they don't get signed up, that's okay. Because you know what else? My second step is, they have a right to make their own decision. And I know 8 out of 10 people will say no, so that's okay. That's why it's easy for me, hey, this might not be for you. But why don't you take a look at it? It really touched my heart if you would take a look at this because I'd really like to help support you. It's easy. Review of your goals. Make sure all your goals are personal. They have to start with I. If you don't put I in it, you're disassociating with your goals even as you put them on a piece of paper. So make them yours. I. Make sure they're present tense, not I will be presidential director by the end of 2017, but I am presidential director in Manatech on or before December 31st, 2017. Bingo, perfect goal. And then, again, present tense, always present tense. Start with I, present tense, live action verbs, not being verbs, but live action verbs. So you want to be active. Be brief. Don't go on for 15 sentences. You know, one sentence covers it, and it shouldn't be like with three ands and two buts in it. Be positive, not negative. I've already talked about that concept overall, generally about everything in life, and includes your goals. Make sure they're smart. Okay, again, Brian Tracy has an app called the Goal Wizards. It's free if you wanted to use that to support you to doing that. So work on your goals. Absolutely. You want to share your goals with the support team. You want to write them down on 3x5 cards, carry them with you every day, because what's interesting is as you go day by day, you're going to have some aha moments that pop up around a goal, and you want to have a card there that has your goal on it, number one, so you can read it every day, and it's there part of you. It becomes a part of who you are, and you want to make notes on it, right? Know the results. If you fail in your goals, you want to do the results sheet. I attach that to the outline today. And make sure that the goals are real to you, that they're not disconnected. So there has to be a reality check here so you're not disconnecting, and that's important. And then the last part of the outline I put in there was something I do every year, which is called structural tension. And the reality of that is this, that you know, we need to contrast our goals with our reality. Because one thing is formulating those goals. The second thing is, what's our reality today? Because if you don't look at where I am today, see, when I find people that lie to me, and a lot of people like to do that about their reality, I don't, you know, if you don't like the word lie, they misrepresent, not tell the full truth, because they don't want to disappoint you. And you know what? I can take any reality check. People, I do coaching and counseling. Trust me. I hear it all. And I do mission work in the inner cities. I see it all, right? Yeah, it's tough. So the idea is be real with where you are. Because if you don't get real with where you are, if you misrepresent where you are, then you create no tension between where you are and the goal that you're looking to achieve. In other words, setting goals about achieving something, but not acknowledging your reality of where you are today is a waste of time. Because there's no tension created between where you are and where you want to be. And when you create structural tension between where you are and where you want to be, it's like holding a rubber band between your thumb and an extended forefinger, right? And you create that tension, that rubber band is tense. Now, eventually that rubber band has to relax to its normal position. So what happens is either the thumb moves towards the forefinger or the forefinger moves to the thumb. And what happens in our lives when we get really real with where we are, that's what creates the tension between your goal and where you are, and it has to resolve itself. And what happens is it pushes you where you are towards that goal. It collapses towards the goal. If you're not real with where you are, the tension will always go back to your lack of reality because it's not, there's no tension there to exist to pull you along. So make sure that you create that structural tension in terms of driving yourself towards that goal, right? It's you got to have a starting point. And we know the definition of insanity is that I go into 2017 and I keep doing what I've always been doing, but I expect a different result. That's the definition of insanity. So we're not going to do that either. All right, so everybody cleared homework assignments. Finish what you didn't do last week, critical foundational work that will help support you in 2017. Also, do your affirmations. If you've never done affirmations, again, review my outline from the Secret Code of Success book and draft some affirmations to start reprogramming your subconscious. Because that's what's telling you it's going to be bad, it's not going to work, I'm going to fail at this, blah, 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 blah. And do your goal setting. Start those goals, sit down, draft those goals, review your goals, you know, share them with people. And again, if you have a problem with acknowledging reality, all I can tell you is it's the only way you're going to pull yourself forward. People who hide from their reality, do you ever notice they never seem to get better? There's a reason for that. No structural tension in their life. No structural tension. They lie to themselves about where they are because they're so miserable in where they are instead of saying, I'm not miserable in where I am. I'm ecstatic about where I'm going. But you got to be real about where you are. So don't wallow in misery. Just be ecstatic about the other end. Create the structural tension, and let's see you get there. 2017's your year. Amen. Okay, people, everybody got it? Good? Little work to do? Absolutely. Every bit of it, yes. Critically important. Any comments, questions?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone, I'll be back with you next Monday. Our last Monday, we're the next week after that is after Christmas, and it falls on the 26th, so Lydia suggested we don't do a call then. So we won't be doing that, and then the next one after that falls on right after New Year's. We'll do it on the 2nd? Okay, she says we're going to have one on the 2nd. We're going to have our first New Year's call on the 2nd. So next week's our last week. So I'm telling you, you want feedback from Mary Jo, you want to get some help, go start putting in some of these exercises now. Get them done by next week so you can really share with me around that and we can make some headway for you because I'm here to support you 100%. You also have Upline and other people that can help you as well. But don't, what's this procrastination? I mean, I can't fathom there's anything worse to procrastinate about than your own life, right? And I'm talking every aspect of it, whether it's your faith, whether it's your health, whether it's your financial, whether it's your Mantech business, whether it's whatever it is for you. There's nothing worse in the world to procrastinate about than your own life. And guess what's the number one thing we procrastinate about? Our own life. So stop it. Tackle it. Let's make it happen. Okay, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week and getting closer and closer to Christmas. All right. Bye, everyone. Talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.